Things go bad, people lose money, they look for someone to blame, or times get hard and they're looking for to screw a bit more money out of some particular avenue. In this case, the companies that sold them these financial products, whether they've charged too much in inverted commas on the mortgage, or whether their investment's gone bad.
And I think the Ombudsman is almost admitting that that's the case when it's saying that the increase is reflecting the impact of the recent turmoil in financial markets. Now, of course, people don't have a right to complain just because share prices have fallen and the value of their investments has fallen. But I suppose the increase in mortgage complaints would suggest that people feel that they were badly advised. Do you think there's any truth in that?
Well, I think inevitably, with the housing market turning down, people will say, well, I haven't made my fortune from property and it must be down to the mortgage lender. So you do hear these comments about, why did they lend me so much money? This isn't just for mortgages, it's credit cards and so on. So I suppose we are back to that whole debate about whether lenders have been responsible or whether it's borrowers who have been irresponsible in borrowing rather more than they can afford to pay back. I guess inevitably there has been a greater focus on mortgages, as I say, because people haven't been making the windfall property profits they have previously. And of course, rates did remain relatively high until just late last year, when, of course, now we're seeing rates crash and there's really a focus on why hasn't my mortgage lender passed the rate cut on? We're even hearing this from the great and good in Parliament.
Now, the proposal to name and shame from the Ombudsman is that any firm that has had 30 new cases and 30 closed cases against it, if you like, in a year, be put on a list that is then published and available for the public to see. The consumer groups are saying that it should be far fewer than 30 cases. It should only be 3 complaints to trigger publication. Whichever way it's done, it's got to be useful for consumers to know which firms seem to have the best service.
I'm Andrea, founder of a boutique handbag brand, Andy, and this is why I switched to Shopify. I tried 3 other platforms prior to Shopify, and I remember my breaking point was when I would try to make one little change and my entire site would go down. With the drag and drop theme editor, we don't need to hire a developer to do any coding. Each theme is automatically optimized on mobile. It's incredible.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Go to shopify.com/listen to take your business to the next level today.